Well, let's take a look at some of the weekend high school sports activities. The girls' state swimming and diving championships were held over the weekend, and Atlantic had a solid showing. In the team standings, it was Ames winning overall, as they had 384 team points to capture the championship. Atlantic had a top 10 finish this year. They finished ninth overall with 85 points. Among the individual results, in the 200 medley relay, Atlantic's team of Anna Maria Lowry, Jessica Hartwig, Claire Christensen, and Michaela Kickland placed sixth overall with a time of 1 minute 48.4 seconds. Also in the 200 freestyle, Cambry Miller of Atlantic placed 22nd overall with a time of 1 minute 59.36 seconds. In the 200 intermediate, Jessica Hartwig placed 23rd with a time of 2 minutes 15.05 seconds. In the 50 freestyle, Catherine Landis of Atlantic placed 21st overall with a time of 25.46 seconds. In the 100 freestyle, Cambry Miller had a 21st place finish with a time of 54.72 seconds. Also in the 200-meter freestyle relay, it was Atlantic's team of Cambry Miller, Catherine Landhouse, Claire Christensen, and Michaela Kickland placing fourth. They had a time of 1 minute 38.48 seconds. In the 100 breaststroke event, Jessica Hartwig of Atlantic placed fourth with a time of 1 minute 5.34 seconds. And in the 400 freestyle relay, the Atlantic team of Cambry Miller, Anna Maria Lowry, Claire Christensen, and Michaela Kickland had a 10th place overall finish with a time of 3 minutes 37.67 seconds. So in Saturday's action, 2 fourth place finishes, a 6th place finish, a 10th place, 2 21st place finishes, a 22nd and a 23rd among Atlantic's 8 qualifiers at the State Swimming and Diving Championships over the weekend. Well, with the quarterfinals now finished, it's all indoor football the rest of the way in the last couple of weeks of the high school football season after Friday night's quarterfinal round action. The semifinal games are now all set, and here's a look at this week's semifinal round schedule as Midland, Wyoming will face Don Bosco in the first 8-man semifinal. That game will kick off Thursday morning at 9.06 a.m., Remsen St. Mary's will face Fremont Mills at 12.06 on Thursday afternoon in the other 8-man semi. The 3A semifinals also will be held on Thursday as Harlan will play Pella. That'll be at 5.36 on Thursday afternoon. That'll be followed by Cedar Rapids Xavier facing Solon in an 8.21 p.m. game. On Friday, 4 more games on the schedule. Class A, St. Ansgar will face Hudson at 10.06 a.m. West Sioux will play St. Albert in a 1.06 contest on Friday afternoon. In Class 4A, Friday night, Iowa City West will play Bettendorf. That game kicks at 4.06. 7.06 will be the Ankeny Centennial Dowling Catholic matchup. And on Saturday, in Class 1A, Iowa City Regina will face Pella Christian at 10.06 in the morning. That'll be followed at 1.06 by West Lyon facing Van Meter. Then in the 2A semis, Boyden Hall Rock Valley will play Waukon on Saturday afternoon at 4.06, followed by Union playing Williamsburg in a 7.06 contest on Saturday. Those are the semifinal matchups in all 6 classes coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Of course, all of those games will be indoors at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Iowa junior cornerback Josh Jackson has been named the Walter Camp National Defensive Player of the Week. Jackson picked off 3 JT Barrett passes in the Hawkeyes' 55-24 victory over third-ranked Ohio State.
You know, he's a really good quarterback, and, you know, we looked over their film and just, you know, noticed a lot of formations that they came out in and just what to expect out of those. And, you know, you just want to, you know, play your keys, and if you see something, just try to make a play on it.
Sophomore quarterback Nate Stanley had 5 touchdown passes as Iowa broke away from a 17-all tie in the second quarter with 31 unanswered points.
Nobody, you know, outside of our football, you know, facility and complex and our fans thought that we would have a chance maybe. So, you know, I think just that pressure of, you know, just being able to go out and play without any repercussions, you know, people talking negatively about us, you know, really allowed us to just come out and play, you know, to the best of our abilities today.
Iowa's won 4 of its last 5 home games against top 5 opponents. Next up, they'll visit 6th-ranked and undefeated Wisconsin.
You know, one thing we were pretty sure of in the preseason was that Penn State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin would be highly ranked, and so be it. I mean, they're all 3 excellent football teams, and, you know, Wisconsin has not lost a game. There's a reason for that. They're a really good football team. They've had success over the years. They know how to win. And it's going to be a great challenge, especially going to Madison. That's no easy place to play.
Iowa lost its first two Big Ten road games at Michigan State and Northwestern.
If you're going to be successful in this conference, you have to win on the road. So it'll be a big challenge for our football team. I think one will embrace, and we know we've got a tough hill to climb here. But hopefully we'll be ready by the end of the week.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. 12:30 the pregame, 2:30 is kickoff time at Camp Randall. Ezekiel Elliott ran for the go-ahead touchdown after another reprieve from his six-game suspension, and the Dallas Cowboys overcame Tyreek Hill's improbable last-play touchdown in the first half to beat the Kansas City Chiefs 28-17 in a game heard here on KJA on Sunday. Elliott's two-yard plunge in the third quarter came after the Chiefs turned a 14-3 deficit into a 17-14 advantage, sparked by Hill's weaving 56-yard catch with the first-half clock expired and seven Dallas defenders inside their 25 trying to prevent that score. Last year's NFL rushing champion as a rookie, Elliott had 93 yards, ending a streak of three straight 100-yard games, but he outgamed Kareem Hunt, this year's rushing leader, in his first season entering the game. The Chiefs will have a bye coming up this next week. They'll be playing the Giants on the road in New York on November 19th. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Jacksonville beat Cincinnati 23-7, Philadelphia over Denver 51-23, Carolina downed Atlanta 20-17. Tennessee over Baltimore 23-20. Indianapolis topping Houston 20-14. The LA Rams beat the New York Giants 51-17. New Orleans over Tampa Bay 30-10. Washington beat Seattle 17-14. Arizona dumping San Francisco 20-10. Oakland over Miami 27-24. And Detroit will play at Green Bay tonight to finish off this week's NFL play. Notre Dame and Clemson climbed, while Ohio State and Penn State tumbled out of the top 10, leaving the latest Associated Press college football poll looking a lot like the college football playoff rankings, with one big difference. Alabama remained number one in the AP Top 25 Sunday, as it has been since the preseason. Number two, Georgia, picked up three more first-place votes for a total of five. In the playoff rankings, Georgia's number one, Alabama's number two. Notre Dame moved up a couple of spots to number three. Clemson did the same to number four. Oklahoma jumped three spots to number five, leaving those three in the same order as the selection committee had them on Tuesday. Unbeaten Wisconsin slipped two spots to number six, but they're now the highest-ranked team in the Big Ten. Ohio State fell eight spots to number 11 after getting blown out at Iowa, and Penn State dropped nine to number 16 after they spent all season in the top 10. Iowa State dropped from 14th place to 24th, followed by previously unranked Iowa, which comes in 25th place. This is the first time since 2002 that both Iowa and Iowa State have been in the rankings at the same time. In baseball news, the San Francisco Giants will continue to have Johnny Cueto in their starting rotation. The right-hander has picked up the player option on his contract that runs through 2021. Cueto decided to stay put after going just 8-8 with a 4.52 ERA and 25 starts battling injuries this year. In racing, Kevin Harvick and Martin Truex Jr. have wrapped up championship spots in NASCAR's finale with their 1-2 finish at Texas Motor Speedway. Harvick went around the outside of Truex for the lead with 10 laps remaining to win Sunday's Cup race. Truex had led 107 laps and was still up front until his bobble on the backstretch allowed Harvick to take the lead. Harvick and Kyle Busch clinched championship spots with their wins during the third round of the playoffs. That leaves only one spot up for grabs next week at Phoenix. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.